with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going, breakfast rollers? This podcast nearly didn't happen because of my friend over there.
What do you mean?
Sit around here so I can see you, and so I can see your guilty face that you said goodbye to everybody.
Oh, I did.
You went down the stairs and outside.
I did. I said good luck and thanks, and then I remembered the podcast.
The podcast.
Breakfast rolled, so here I am, baby.
Good. Well, I suppose because you were out the gap, you don't have a drink with you, you don't have food with you.
No, so I won't be annoying you.
This is good. Well, there's no guarantee of that. All right. We started off the show this morning with your calamity of a life and your trip to the NCT Centre.
Oh, Lord. I'm still not over the shame.
Cooper and my friend Una over there.
Sorry.
What?
I still have the lurgy.
You have the lurgy?
Yeah.
I think you're just allergic to just getting on with life. How do you get by? I think was the question that we asked on Friday.
A great difficulty, actually.
So, how this came about was, what we're going to talk about was, I figured out that my NCT was up, so I booked it. Then you said to me, how do you find out? And I'm like, well, look at the disc on the front of your car, or check the NCT website. And she goes, how do I do that? I said, just put in your car reg. And then he went, what's my car reg? And I'm like, Jesus, you should know this off the top of your head.
Not to talk.
Why should I know it? So there was a whole rigmarole about that. Anyway, so I checked it for you, and it then said that you were meant to bring back your vehicle for a recheck, and you didn't have to book it in, but whatever happened when you went for your NCT 18 months ago, that you had to bring something back. What did you have to bring back?
You see, when I went in the day of my NCT, I didn't have my driving license with me. So they were like, okay, well, we can't give you whatever. Your car is passed. It's fine. But you need to drop in your driver's license. So I was
you know, the thing that you're legally required to have when you're in a car.
Yeah, well, I know that now. So I forgot about it until you dredged this whole thing up.
Mm.
So I went in on Friday
to
the NCT Centre. I'm actually a bit scarlet thinking about it, like, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know if you're that mortified because you were brave enough to send myself and Donald messages saying that this is just not going to stop. It's just going to go on and on and on. Should we play the first voice note of what you sent us?
At the NCT Centre. They asked me for the reg when I went in.
So they asked you for the reg for your car when you went in?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just, like, this all stemmed from not knowing your reg?
I didn't think they'd ask me for the reg.
Of course they're going to ask you for the reg. It's like, who are you just turning up with your license? It's like, we need to know what vehicle.
Well, like, they have my name. They had to do is put it in.
No,
but anyway, they needed, needed my reg.
Like, I couldn't tell them, so now I have to bring the car around.
Mortified.
Absolutely mortified. So in you went with your reg, and then
this is getting worse. It's getting worse. He asked me what the mileage was in the car now.
What the mileage was in your car. And I absolutely love your reaction to you being asked to do something grown up. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Una's famous scoff. Una, you've left bags everywhere. Una, you have to work today. All right.
I don't know.
All right, okay, so you were not happy with this.
I think I'm stupid.
Yeah, you are stupid. They thought you were stupid, didn't they?
Yeah, because he definitely thought I was stupid because he was like, do you have any idea, any clue of the mileage? I need the mileage. And I was like, no, I don't know. What?
Did you go out to the car then?
Well, he goes, would you mind getting it for me? And I was like, well, how do I do that? And he just kind of looked at me.
Sorry, I'm kind of looking at you like probably the way he looked at you. Was it like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So he was like, it's on your dash. So
what's my dash?
No, I knew what my dash was. So I was like, okay, this obviously has to be here somewhere. So when I went and turned on my car, like, I don't know, 14,000 or 15, whatever it was anyway.
It's definitely not 14,000.
No, is it not?
No, more like 140,000.
Yeah, maybe.
What did you tell him?
I told him I took a picture of it so that I wouldn't
get... Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Yeah, no, I did. I took a picture. So,
Really, you've nearly a 10-year-old car. I'd be beside myself if it was only 14,000 kilometres.
44.
Yeah. No, it's definitely more than 45.
I can't remember. I'd have to go look. Anyway, when I went back in, there was a new guy there and he was kind of...
you just start again.
No, he was kind of smiling. And he was like, right, did you get your mileage there? And I said, yes, I did. And eventually, anyway, he was like, right, there you go. You don't have to come back again till May. I was like, thanks be to God. You all think I'm a dope in here.
What do you think they said when you walked out? Thank God she's not back till May.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
You ready for our survey, says?
Yeah, go for it.
It's all about surveys, Una. It's a good one today.
iRadio's
Survey Says
with Kevin Egan Cars.
Donald, what is our survey saying?
Survey today says, according to a study, 63% of men say they have never owned this. What is this? What men never own?
Ooh, high percentage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, what have men never owned? Mm. Have a think about if you're a man and you've never owned something, and maybe your fellow men also don't have one of these. It's got a high percentage. 0871 102 107.
Is it pajamas?
Oh, that's a good shout.
It is a good shout.
A lot of men don't bother with them.
No. No, I do not bother with them. No, it's not the answer, I'm afraid, but it's a good guess.
Mine is a clothing guess as well.
Do you wear pyjamas?
Nah.
Oh, you don't either?
No.
No, men don't bother. Okay, yeah. I love pyjamas. They're the best thing ever.
I have pyjama bottoms, but I don't wear them in the bed.
Just around the house.
Yeah. Because I no, I don't like having anything touching me apart from my wife. I'm going to guess a tuxedo.
Oh, yeah, that's a good guess.
It's a great guess.
Because if you've got a suit and stuff, that ticks the box a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the answer, no. Again, it's a good guess.
Oh, I thought we would have put that one to bed.
You have a tuxedo, don't you?
I do. Be wearing it this Friday night.
Oh, the IMRO Awards.
Yeah, the Radio Awards.
The Radio Awards. Ooh,
nice. Yeah. Look at me just gay crashing. Obviously, I'm not nominated. Anyway, if you'd like to have a guess, 0871 102 107, the question is...
According to a study, 63% of men say they have never owned this. What is this?
Okay, love to see your guesses coming in on voice notes. What's the question we've to answer on our server this morning?
Today, question is, according to a study, 63% of men say they have never owned this. What is this?
Well, if it was 63% of men in a relationship, I'd say their own balls.
He's not technically wrong in a few ways, yeah. It's a great guess.
I think we can finish for the day now. I think that was brilliant.
Fantastic.
It's definitely a higher percentage. it's not the answer.
Not the roadie, okay.
Hello, Alan from Monaghan. Would the answer be moisturiser?
Moisturiser.
Oh, yeah, I never owned moisturiser. Then I was like, oh, no, I need moisturiser. No, it's not the answer. Get moisturiser, men, if you've not got it already.
Do you use moisturiser?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's got an SPF in it, so it protects my face from getting any type of sun damage.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, even laughter lines and stuff, it's like, no, need that.
No, laughter lines are beautiful.
They are.
I won't have a thing said about laughter lines. They showed you lived a life, a happy one. Laughter lines, otherwise known as crow's feet, are beautiful.
Right, yes, sorry, I said anything, yeah.
No, I just know they are. Yeah.
You must have been laughing your ass off.
I knew it.
Okay, guess is on 0871 102 107. What is the answer to our survey says this morning?
According to a study, 63% of men say they have never owned this. What is this?
0871 102 107. Jonal.
The question we're asking today, according to a study, 63% of men say they have never owned this. What is this?
All right, let's get some more guesses.
Paddy in Offaly says, a hairdryer.
A hairdryer.
Oh, good shout. Yeah, if you've got short hair, so you don't need one, just quickly dry it off.
No, I think men should have a hairdryer in their house.
Why did you say that, Anna?
Because when the ladies visit, and they have a shower, and then they come out of the shower and there's no hairdryer. That's like a catastrophe.
It's not an Airbnb, is it?
That's
what
true.
You mean?
That's like saying there should be a Bible in your bedside locker then as well.
No, there don't. No, it's functional.
Everyone over for a one night stand. Sorry, excuse me. I don't see a hairdryer in here. There's no Gideon Bible in the bedside locker either.
One star review.
Where's the tea caddy?
No, but it is. It is just...
And a trouser press. You should have a trouser press.
A trouser press.
It's not a hairdryer, though.
Floor to ceiling mirror.
Cheese and coffee.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just giving advice, man. I'm just saying it like
so
it
you
is.
Think that if you are a man, you don't have a hairdryer, and you want to impress the ladies when they come over to your place, have a hairdryer.
Have you
hand.
Seen my hair dryer?
Okay.
Yes.
It's not a hair dryer.
It's not a hair dryer, no.
You're right.
Yeah, fine.
Are you dying? Yeah. Brilliant.
Morning, lads.
Morning, Larry.
Larry here.
I know.
Just wondering, the survey says, is it one of those lovely smelly candles that you gave in a glass container? And then you win, you think you have one then, and you win it on your radio, and it comes to you and it's smashed into smithereens. Oh.
Oh. So is it a candle?
It's not a candle, no. Okay. I guess a good shout.
No, Larry won Rhymet there a couple of weeks ago. He won the mystery goodie bag where we raid doing his drawers.
Mm-hmm. That was actually my candle, Larry.
Yeah, well.
There's never any guarantee anything that is in this is going to be intact.
That's true. You know, there's no small
just print, remember, yeah. It comes from Una's drawers.
Hey, I didn't send a candle in smithereens.
Yeah,
Donald.
You should have packed it properly, Donald. Apologies about that.
Oh, yeah.
Sell him another candle, will you?
Yeah.
All right, we need the answer for this, please.
The answer is 63% of men have never owned a pair of Crocs.
Have they?
I
not?
Am one of them men.
Oh, God, you need to treat your feet.
Is it a treat?
Yes.
Plasticky.
They're so comfortable.
They are very comfortable.
So comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go, yeah. You are
I think we've convinced them.
No,
yeah,
no,
it's like walking
no.
on air.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Just go
like
barefoot.
You know, walking on air.
Huh?
Walking on air. How do you know what walking on air is like?
Because that's what it is. That it's so comfortable when you wear... I'm not talking about the Crocs like the original. I'm talking about the ones I have on now, which are like flip-flop Crocs.
Are you reading off a sheet over there? You've been are you being sponsored by... All right. No. All right, listen. Speaking of Rhymet, you could win maybe a candle that's in full. We don't know what's in Una's drawers this week. She's going to maybe have maybe the box that the Crocs came in.
Maybe. Are you
my two? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
We play this game just after 8 a.m. It's called Rhymet. It's very simple. If you can rhyme like time or thyme or mime, just like that, Una, that's how easy it is.
Yes.
But can you get the biggest score at the end of the week to win the contents of Una's drawers? This is how today's went.
Rhymet this morning, playing it is Niamh and Mayo. Good morning, Niamh.
Hi, Niamh.
Hello, how are things?
Are you well today after being at a wedding over the weekend?
I'm a bit worse for wear now. I'm a bit tired.
Now tell us all about the wedding.
Tell us.
Was it a two-dayer?
Yeah, it was 2.5 days, yeah, for sure. It was in Balmullet, so we're kind of notorious for a good wedding below there.
Oh, very gorgeous. Good. Excellent, yeah. Grant. And were they family, friends, or what was it like?
Just a friend of
fellas. Very good.
They're always the best weddings.
Friend weddings, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's a bit loose.
A bit wild.
Yeah. And did you have your dancing shoes on? Like, did you take your heels off or what's going on?
I did, surprisingly, actually. Like, I thought I wouldn't be seen at
the
dance floor, but one song and I was up.
Yeah, excellent.
And what was the first dance?
The first dance, I missed that now, is out in the bar.
Yeah. Being getting water for everyone. Lads, we need to hydrate.
Yeah.
It's going to be a busy night.
I love it, Niamh.
Finny peanuts and crisps while you're there. Was there late night snacks? You know, at a wedding, sometimes they can.
There's always.
Yeah, the crisps out. The crisp wall out.
I love the crisp wall.
The crisp what?
Wall. Have you not seen the crisp wall?
No, I haven't seen the crisp wall.
It's the best invention ever. Basically, it's a wall and pegs on it, and they've bags of potato crisps like pegged to the
wall.
But
do they provide bread and butter for a sandwich, Niamh?
Yeah. They might have now. I didn't get that far, but no, the potatoes were fairly scavenged.
Savaged, yeah.
Say you woke up the next morning, there was bags of potatoes all over your sheets in the bed. Guaranteed. Yes. All right, Niamh, do you know how to play Rhymet?
I do, yeah.
Okay, for anybody who's new to Rhymet, we give you a word. You've got 30 seconds to answer every question with the word that rhymes with that word, if you know what I mean. And the highest score at the end of the week will get themselves the contents of Una's drawers, the goodie bag. All right?
You ready to play, Niamh?
I am, yes.
Your 30 seconds will start after you get your word.
The word is P.
Okay.
P-E-A-P. Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
I have a herbal cup of this before I go to sleep.
Me.
I have to wear a brace on my leg because I've injured my what?
Me.
Tres is Spanish for what?
Very.
There is the Pacific Ocean, then there is the black what?
B.
A small peg that is pushed into the ground to hold a golf ball.
T.
I always cry when I watch Marley and what?
Me.
A silver birch is a type of?
B.
The best...
Tree, sorry.
Time is up. It's all right. Everybody calm down. That's stop shouting. Okay, how did we get on? We got one and two. Number three, which was tres, is the Spanish for what?
You said very. That's French. But tres is the Spanish for three. Dos, tres.
You did well, though. You got five.
Okay.
Not too shabby at all, Niamh.
It's a pretty good start to the week. It's putting the pressure on everybody else who wants to have a go at winning Una's drawers. do you like your candles intact or do you like them smashed? So listen, Kabir, best of luck at the end of the week. We could be talking to you again, and enjoy the rest of the day. Don't work too hard. Like, just chill out, relax. All right.
No fear.
Get yourself some spicy food, all right?
Thank you.
Nice chatting to you. Bye.
There you go. That's how you play Rhyme It. Simple and straightforward like that. 087-110-2107. Rhyme It and your name if you want to play tomorrow.
You're on iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast
Rolls. You love Auntie Una.
Oh my God, she's my alter ego. Yeah, I love giving advice. I love helping people out. I've got really good advice for other people, but I don't have good advice for myself.
You didn't really give any good advice for this woman today. That's not beating around the bush. Like.
So the bush. Yeah. Hey, see what you did there? Oh, no. Oh. Harry.
Right now, it is time to hand over to Una's doppelganger, her other kind of personality, her pseudonym, her... I don't know what other words I'm looking for. It's Auntie Una.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it. What have you got today?
Okay, so this comes in from Sinead. Hey, Auntie Una. You might think I'm terrible for this, but please don't judge me yet. I've been chatting to this guy in Hinge. Vibes are good. So much flirting. Like, the chemistry is real. I can feel it. We met up last weekend for coffee. He's not a catfish or anything, but there is one thing that I'm finding it hard to get past.
Oh.
His nostril hair.
Ah, stop.
It's very long and prevalent. And when I was talking to him, I couldn't help but zone in on the nose hair. He's so lovely and super cute, but I can't get past the nose and the tuft growing out of it. What do I do, Sinead?
Lads across the country now are now conscious of their nose hair. Turn to the person beside you and look them in the nose and see how much hair is popping out there. How's mine looking at the moment? Is mine looking good?
You trimmed it, did you?
I did. I trimmed over the weekend.
Oh, well done.
Because I knew what Auntie Una was going to be like this morning, so I'm like, I'm trimming my nose hairs because I don't want to be judged. And mine were super long. I didn't realise.
Do you not get them burnt?
No, not me nose hairs. Get me ear hairs burnt.
Okay, why don't you get your nose hairs burned?
I tell you what, let's do your nose hairs burning first and see how you get on. Anyway, this person...
I didn't have an issue with nose hairs.
You don't? Would.
No. Nope.
Okay, but this person clearly does.
Yeah, Sinead, I don't know what to say. If you can't get past the tuft of fluff...
Tough fluff.
A few extra nose whiskers can be dealt with, can't they?
How close is she with him? Like, she could just say it to him or give him a gift of a nose trimmer.
But this is the thing. But, I mean, they've just been chatting on Hinge and everything was great. They've only met up once. She can't just now, for the second time, turn up with the nose trimmers.
I think I have the answer to this. All right, love to hear everyone else's suggestions, all right? 087-110-2107. Should she face her nose hair demons and say it to him? Or should she just not talk to him at all because it's obviously affecting her? And maybe it's a her thing. But what should she do, Una?
It's a tough one. You have to meet him a couple of more times before you give him the nose trimmers. You can't just go straight in now.
Maybe he wears contact lenses and he leaves the nose hair in there just in case his eyes dry out. So once you pluck a nose hair, it kind of rehydrates the eye
contact. I don't think you're supposed to pluck nose hairs.
What?
I don't think so.
Why?
I don't know. Because don't they serve a purpose?
Brilliant. You're just like, you're one of those Google doctors,
they
aren't
do.
You?
It's no, because they go, dust, that's it. Dust.
Okay, 087-110-2107. What should Sinead do about her potential
boyfriend
suitor?
Nose hair.
And his nose hairs. 087-110-2107. Una, Auntie Una, what is going on with this lady and her fear of nostril hair?
Yeah, so Sinead... met this guy on Hinge, like, really nice guy. The vibes are good, loads of flourishing, the chemistry is there. But she met up with him face to face, and he's still lovely and everything. But she can't get past the nostril hair, the nose hair, the tuft of fluff in the middle of his face, the nose whiskers. And she doesn't know what to do. says she can't get past the tuft growing out of it.
And because it's annoying her, she's just going to see that. That's the only thing she's going to see when she looks at him. And I say when he breathes, it kind of like through his nose, that it kind of flaps in the wind as well. Then.
Oh, that's a love. Oh my God. That's really beautiful imagery to think of his nostril hair flapping in the wind.
087-1-102-107. What are you saying?
Jack says, does she want a man or a doll? Because the difference is men have hair.
Yeah. Put up with the hairy man.
Same thing about ladies.
Ladies don't have hair apart from
Oh, we do.
Where are you going? I have an idea, actually. This might work. Okay, so if it's really, just say she really, 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 really likes him, yeah?
Yeah.
And she could literally buy a nose hair trimmer, okay? But don't just give it to him, all right? Buy a few things. Like, go to, like a pharmacy where there's, like, loads of gift packs and stuff. And buy a pack of stuff and put it in like a little basket, like it was a raffle, and say she won this at work. She goes, what am I going to do with all this? It's all lad stuff. Here, you have it. So give her the links, give her the nose trimmer, or him the nose trimmer, and there you go. Problem solved. He'll then be like, oh.
Yeah, but he might not use it. He might just be like.
Well, if he doesn't use it, that's where she like pins him to the ground and then just goes,
use the nose scissors. Hair.
All right, 087-1102-107. What should Sinead do about this hairy nosy man? Hey, Auntie Una, what is going on in this girl's life? Sinead, she's a lost soul, I reckon.
Oh, she met this guy. She was chatting to him on Hinge for ages, and they got on really well. Vibes are good, really good chemistry, attracted to him. And she met up with him, and like he wasn't a catfish or anything, but he does have very prevalent nostril hairs, and that's all she could look at. And it's kind of turned her a little bit, but she's like, everything else is perfect. So how can she get over the tuft? The tuft of fluff.
The tuft of fluff. All right. We're looking for your advice for Sinead. What does she need to do? Maybe she just needs to get over it. It is only nose hair, but it's obviously distracting her, and it's the only thing that she can see.
How noticeable is it? Like, could you grab a fish full of it and yank out with them or swing out of them like Tarzan?
Could you swing out of them like... All right.
Has he got a beard that it blends into? Like, if he's clean shaven, he's going to look like he's got two skunk's tails sitting out the end of his nostril.
Now, in fairness, if you do have a beard and moustache, and if you do happen to lose sight of the nose hairs, they will blend in. That's what happened to me last week.
That they blended into your beard, your moustache.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing, man.
Not when you started pointing it out.
I did not.
Like, look at Cooper's nose hairs like there. And I'm like, what? I'm done nearly walking around with my hand over my face.
I remember my barber now. He's my brother-in-law and he always cuts my hair at home. But he asked me, did I want my eyebrows trimmed one day during a haircut? And I was like, yeah, what?
Yeah, I think lads should trim their eyebrows.
Why?
Because they get out of control and all squirrely and wiry and stuff like that. You just trim them back. Just like zip.
Not everyone's.
It's because they've had them done, isn't it?
Right.
If you think not everyone's eyebrows go out all over the place, lads, like, they've had them trimmed.
Okay. Simple I as believe that. You. Leisha in Trim says, Sinead, men are like houses. Sometimes you need to do a bit of maintenance. Buy him the trimmer. Job done.
087-1102-107. Get a weed whacker out. Or maybe if you do happen to stay the night, just like when he does go to sleep, just say, oh. He wake up and goes, what are you doing? And what about this woman that has sent in a letter to Auntie Una, looking for advice, Auntie Una, because she's frightened or maybe misguided or done, what is it? That she just doesn't like it, basically, the hairs.
She can't deal with this this new guy she met on Hinge. She can't deal with his nostril hairs. She really, like, everything else is great. Yeah. You just can't get past the nose hairs.
Okay, voice notes coming in on 087-1102-107.
Lad, you're not going to believe how random this is, but I was actually on a date with a girl called Sinead from Hinge there a while ago.
What? Is this the hairy nose man?
And I do have a wee bit of nose hair.
We found him!
But I didn't body shame her about the mole she had on her cheek with the black hair growing out of it. I couldn't stop staring at it myself.
Oh.
But I didn't go down the body shaming one, looking to fix it.
Okay. So, she...
Don't say that.
I never said that.
You did, you went, ew.
Yeah, as in like, doesn't matter.
Listen, all hairs are beautiful. Even though, just the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Like, Shawnee in Carrick says, Nothing wrong with having nostril curtains. Lol.
Nostril. Oh God! Now that you call them nostril curtains, there.
Oh yeah.
No. Oh God, no.
I don't know. I don't know.
All right, Sinead, just figure it out.
Buy him the trimmers.
Yeah, buy him the trimmers. Just say, here, will you cut these? Because you can't be looking at your face. Yeah.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings. With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
The game that we play after 9 a.m. every morning is called Truth or Trash. And let's get into it because it's all about truth or trash. Can we pull the wool over each other's eyes?
Truth or Trash.
All right, Donal, what have you got for us in Truth or Trash this morning?
My fact today, loosely animal-related, Lewis Capaldi, if he didn't make it in music, he was going to be a fishmonger.
I think that's true.
Hang on.
I think that's true.
He's Italian. I think his parents
Whoa, Lewis Capaldi is Italian?
Yeah. Well, no, he's Scottish, but his parents are from Italy.
Okay.
And they have a chipper. Oh. So,
really?
Yeah, maybe this is in my head.
Oh, right, okay.
But I believe it to be true.
He's also Doctor Who's Peter Capaldi's cousin. They're cousins, is it famous cousins.
I don't know what is.
You're mad about
happening?
Your cousins, aren't you?
Oh
you
God!
Love
oh my
talking
God!
Talking about cousins.
Yeah.
Any opportunity.
Anyway, was he going to be a fishmonger?
I'm going to say true.
Lock it in.
Locking that in.
No, I'm saying no. He's not. No,
right.
I'm locking in. I don't. He just didn't come across as a fishmongery type. Whatever
what
that is.
What was a fishmongery type?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's smelly.
Fishmongers aren't smelly.
No, I'm joking. It's true. His dad is a fishmonger, and he was going to go into the family business if he wasn't going to be famous.
Did they have a chipper?
I don't know if he had a chipper. I just know he's a fishmonger. The dad.
Una's now currently doing some background research on Google. Does Lewis Capaldi's parents have a chipper? Like Capaldi's? Is that what you... No. All right, I'll go for my facts.
Yeah, yeah.
As a joke and a bit of crack, the sound design guys in movies, like in Hollywood, have used the same scream noise in over 400 movies and TVs.
Can you say that again?
As a joke, the same scream has been used across 400 movies and TV shows.
Scream.
Yeah, you'd like buy the sound effect for the scream. Yeah.
So they've used it in pretty much like, and it's stemming from like, I think the 70s all the way through to today. The same sound.
Yeah, I'm going to say true, because you can buy things like that. Yeah, you record some, but I'm going to say true.
So while Una's like looking up, does Lewis Capaldi's dad have a chipper?
Adamant that it's true.
I can't find any evidence of a chipper.
Have you even heard Cooper's facts?
But the same scream.
Yeah, the exact same sound has been used throughout, like, all the movies and TV shows.
I'm going to say no, trash.
Lock it in. It is true. And I'm going to play you the scream. It's called the Wilhelm Scream. Here it is. And it's been used in pretty much nearly every movie and TV show that you could name. It was originally used in 1951 in a movie called Distant Drums, and they used it, and then they just, for a joke, put it in every single...
They liked it. Let's keep using that.
It's in Star Wars, it's in Cards and Toy Story, it's even in Fireman Sam. Oh no, there's somebody stuck up a tree, Fireman Sam. Oh, Pentaponzi with his good cuppy soup. He fell off the tree. There you go.
Ponty Pandy. very good.
We're naming the town Ponty Pandy.
I have confirmation. His dad has a fish shop, but I don't think it's a chipper.
Yeah, he does.
He's
a fishmonger.
All right. Sorry. Yes.
Oh my God.
I just. Okay, fine. Whatever. Whatever. Okay.
Go on, give us your random fact.
Okay. Excuse me. According to new research, at the University of Galway.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Men with a lot of nose hair live longer. Right. This is down to the extra hair trapping more germs. And women also feel safer with a man with nose hair because subconsciously they think he can survive winter better. like a woolly mammoth.
Oh my God. I don't even know what your fact was.
All of that.
Do not listen to me.
They're getting crazy.
I got lost in, according to a new research in Galway University.
Yeah, men with a lot of nose hair live longer.
Okay, Grant.
Right? Okay. And women feel safer with men with long nose hair because subconsciously we think that they can survive winter better. Mm. Yeah. So it's a real primal feeling. Do you know what I mean?
There you go, lads.
Yeah, beautiful. Grow the nose hair.
That was the sound of me plucking the nose hair.
I don't think you should pluck them.
I don't think anybody should ever take any medical advice from you.
Nope.
I'm going to say trash.
I'm going to say true. I'm going to lock that in as well.
Yeah, because you are a nose hair advocator. You advocate for nose hair rights.
Nose hair rights.
The nostril curtains. Oh my God, I'm having so much fun.
Leave her out.
Just imagine you did.
You know Una's allowed outside on her own. You know that.
Yeah, she looks after children, you know.
She's a very busy mum of twins.
A very busy mum of twins, I am. Anyway, yeah.
No, you continue. I love it when you have a fit of giggles.
I can't stop. Whoosh. Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay, nose hairs. Right. It's all true. True.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Shakshi action is what we were talking about today, because Jamie Dornan and Paul Mescal were the sexiest accents, the Irish ones that made that list. Chris Hemsworth was the top one with his big sexy Australian accent.
I think Cillian Murphy should have been on there with his Peaky Blinder accent. That's the sexiest accent.
How does that go?
All right. By order of the Peaky Blinders. No fighting! No effing fighting!
I've never been more turned on.
David Guetta's got a beautiful accent, actually, doesn't he?
Ooh la la, David Guetta.
He's like, here's my new song, I hope you like it. That's my best David Guetta impression.
Yeah, it's really poor. But the French, very sexy accent. Yes.
Speaking of sexy accents, Una, Chris Hemsworth has been voted the number one sexiest accent in the world. This is a survey. It was done possibly by the same people who do your surveys for Truth or Trash. but yeah, Chris Hemsworth has the sexiest accent. Do you like to hear, Chris?
Yeah, I would love to.
G'day, mate. I'm Thor. Oh, he's my big ex. Would you like to have a swing of it?
Oh, so my God.
That's Chris Hemsworth. So he's got the sexiest put. Never mind him. Well, it's all about the fifth and third place because the Irish lads are in there. Jamie Dornan has come in fifth for sexiest accent in the world.
I thought you wanted to take it slow. What do you want, Anastasia? Or to communicate, you have to tell me.
Should I play that again?
No.
Please.
It's creepy.
I thought you wanted to take it slow. What do you want, Anastasia? Or to communicate, you have to tell me.
What's that from?
That you know what that is from.
I have no idea what that is. That the
50 Shades of Grey?
What's that about?
It's a love story.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
Is it any good?
A lot of love.
See, I wouldn't know.
Because you haven't seen it?
Yeah, no, I don't
pretend like you haven't read the book 17 times. Yeah, there's actually three books and you read all three of them, Lisa told me. Yeah.
You know I can't read. So Jamie Dornan in at number 5.
Where's he from? County Down, isn't it? Yeah, very well deserved. Definitely up there. Oh yes, up there. Yeah, ready for sure.
All right, calm down.
Okay, go on.
All right, get down off this table. I've never seen you on all fours on the table.
Go on.
Growling like a tiger. All right, number 3. You ready for it?
Mm.
Paul Mescal.
She's hard to describe if you don't know her. I might look back on something and think how I felt at the time, but when it's happening, never have any idea.
Yeah, that was one of the most amazing scenes in Gladiator. I love that moment.
That wasn't Gladiator. That was Normal People. I know this, again, because I've read the book and I've seen it a million times. Paul Mescal
in there, yeah, lovely accent.
Lovely Minnie's accent.
Everything about Paul Mescal.
It's very subtle though, isn't it?
Yeah, let's have another listen.
She's hard to describe if you don't know her. I might look back on something and think how I felt at the time, but when it's happening, never have any idea.
Yeah, Maynooth native, he'd be like whispering in your ear going, come on, we'll go down to the McDonald's drive through for breakfast in the morning.
Oh, yeah. <Go on. laughs> Oh, yeah, they're definitely very deserving.
My question to you, though, Una, is...
Colin Farrell, he should be up there as well, 100%. Can't believe he's not there.
Worst Irish accent. So.
Worst Irish accent.
So if you can just think of it, of those moments that these words could be said by Paul Mescal.
It's hard to describe if you don't know her. I might look back on something and...
You know, if I was to say, it's hard to describe those things, you know what I mean?
Oh, God. I'd have to think about that one.
All right, have a think. Well, let us know. Worst accent, least sexiest accent that you'd hate to hear some kind of like sexy word said in your ear. 087-1102-107. So the sexiest accents from actors were Jamie Dornan at number 5 and Paul Mescal at number 3. Paul Mescal, here he is in Normal People. Making her loins tingle.
She's hard to describe if you don't know her. You might look back on something and think how I felt at the time, but when it's happening, never have any idea.
Beautiful, Luna.
Oh, beautiful. He's a lovely fella.
Sive says, because we were looking for the unsexiest accents. You might agree with this one, Luna, because you'd have a good, healthy, competitive streak, in you?
Yeah.
Cork. And the Cork Rowers in particular, the two lads.
Oh, look
at you. Simple enough,
you're
really.
You're taking through conflicts, really. Oh. Just A to B as fast as you can go. Start to finish. Close your eyes and pull like a dog.
Oh, my God.
Oh, close your eyes and pull like a dog.
How was it like last night? How'd you get on?
Close your eyes and pull like a dog.
I actually think that's a very endearing accent, you know. I wouldn't put that down on the list.
Okay. Danny says, lads, come on. Katie Taylor.
I'm still hoping and still clinging on to that. And the hope that one day we'll fly there.
I listen again.
Something very musical about it.
It is. It is. There's a song
there's
to
a
it.
There's a lovely lilt there, yeah. The Wicklow lilt.
Look at us. Terrified of Katie Taylor coming and beating us up.
Yeah, Oisín said that. Here, Una, the worst accent has to be down from your neck of the woods. Kitty boy. You would need a translator down there, lol. Yeah, that's true, I guess. Yeah. Go on. The Healy Rays, like.
I don't think we need to listen to the Healy Rays. We just listen to you.
Excuse me, I won a medal for speech training in second year.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Did they throw it at you and were you able to catch it?
My goodness, you're no man to look down your nose at me as if I'm something that you stood up on top of. I'm elected here every bit as good as you
are. Thank you, Deputy.
And you know, maybe a lot better than you are. But the funny thing about it is, I wouldn't dare to look down my nose at you or anyone else because I don't do that.
I actually really like his accent.
So do I.
Because it rolls, you know, it's lovely.
They should do like a 50 Shades of Grey Kerry style with Michael Healy Ray. That would sell.
Give me 2 minutes. Let me play a song and let me get some 50 Shades of Grey music. All right.
My goodness, you're no man to look down your nose at me.
All right, I can see it now in the right thing. All right, that's on the way. It's Cooper and Una. We're celebrating the fact that Paul Mescal and Jamie Dornan have been voted the sexiest voices in the world. And they're up there. They're Irish now. They didn't make number one. Australian Chris Hemsworth made number one. Forget about them, though. So we were looking for you to suggest which was the unsexiest Irish accent. And a lot of people are having a go at you and...
Me and my crowd.
Yeah.
My shower down there.
From Kerry. So,
Healy Rays.
We did play a bit of Healy Ray and you were saying, geez, that could be in 50 Shades. That could be.
50 Shades of Ray.
50 Shades of Ray.
My goodness, you're no man to look down your nose at me. So lovely. As if I'm something that you stood up on top of. I'm elected here every bit as good as you
are.
You know, maybe a lot better than you are. But the funny thing about it is, I wouldn't dare to look down my nose at you or anyone else because I don't do that.
You're 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, God, no.
I'd be on for that.
Would you?
Yeah, Mary Lou could be the love interest in it. What do you think?
Everybody looking like stars. Want even more banter?
Set your alarm
or just subscribe.
Either way,
you're sorted.
This is I'm Rings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Oh, I just banged me
cap off my microphone here.
Slick.
It's all right. It's fine. It's not live radio. It's a podcast. We might leave this bin in. You never know. Did you enjoy today's show?
I always enjoy the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grant, will you come back in?
I do make myself laugh.
You certainly do. We should have some fun tomorrow with The Hill I'll Die On. This is basically directed towards you, to be honest.
Yeah. Always at me.
Yeah. And you can find out what that is tomorrow morning as we do the show from 6 till 10 a.m. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.